is it actually possible to talk about a happy feeling and a sad feeling in the same conversation? When I was titling the beginning of this episode, I wrote there, my first day on campus, death, and what you want from this podcast. This is actually going to be shorter than the previous one because I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm getting less and less time available to create, or not necessarily to create, to just do the things that I want to do in terms of thinking about ideas, structuring them down, building up the format or the script, and then now executing on the idea, whether it's making the video or making the podcast. So in one day, for example, today, I was able to test a stream, live streaming platform on YouTube using both the webcam directly and also OBS. So I figured out how to use OBS in one afternoon and used it. And it was a pretty interesting experience. So going back to the beginning of the question is, how do I talk about everything that has happened between the last time that you listened and this time in the same episode? Because bottom line is, it's moments like this when I'm confused about what to talk about and how to package it that I understand that maybe the current format of the platform I'm using, whether it's a podcast or YouTube, I've not structured it in a way that allows me to move seamlessly from one thought to the next. For example, I really want to talk about school, but I've only had one class, and it was quite an experience, honestly. It's very different from the way classes are in Cameroon. It was just his own quirky way. It was a math class, algebra 1-1, and I could see that the differences in the educational system between Cameroon and the US are really huge. But I could also see that one class is not enough for me to know whether I actually understand what's going on. So like, I don't even know how student loans work. I don't know how midterms work. I don't know how exams work. But one thing I know is that they give you access to so much information here that if you fail or if you lose your way, there's really little anybody can say like, oh, I'm sorry, we did not do something right, or we broke something down. It's really up to you if you want to succeed or not. And I think that's one thing about the US that I'm learning about college. And this episode is going to be very brief because I just promised myself I'm going to put up an episode every Tuesday. Like, I really, it's something that I want to do now no matter what, because I could have told you, oh, I went to school today, I don't have time, I have work tomorrow, I have a bunch of things. So first day in school, I am thinking of talking about college experience. I'm thinking of talking about comparing both platforms. When I say platforms, I mean like, you know, studying in the US and studying in Cameroon, because I don't know if you know my story, but I did biochemistry for 1 year, medical laboratory science for 3 years, finished an actual degree in journalism. The first two I quit, I did not complete it. And then journalism, I actually finished it, started working, worked for a bunch of years, moved to the US, and then now I'm going back to school to study psychology, which is probably the first time I'm actually writing this down anyway or saying it. So why I'm studying psychology, that's like a whole different episode on its own. And I do want to take this quick episode to ask you a couple of questions if you're listening to this. The last episode, I saw that 27 people listened to it, but nobody left a comment, which kind of sucks. But so I'm going to make this one as brief as possible because I need your feedback. You know, I started school, I'm getting a different perspective as an immigrant in the US. And also, in between the end of 2019 and 2020, I've had death in the family, like painful, heartbreaking people dying that make you start thinking of life and God and miracles. And I'm sitting there wondering, like, what are we supposed to learn here? We lost in the same family, we lost a sister and we lost a nephew, like the same family. And just, I don't even think I'm ready to talk about it, because as I think about it, I start crying. I couldn't even go to work on Sunday when we came back from the funeral. Literally, we're hoping, like, you know what, this is already, one person's already gone, it's already bad, can we at least have this baby? But no, the baby did not make it. So yeah, so there's school today. I'm thinking of this fact that there's death in the family and people are really struggling to look at their lives and cope with it all. And I'm also wondering, like, how do I channel this? How do I cope through this? How do I use it? Not just using it to create content, but use it to grow as a human being in a way that allows other people to learn from it. So I need your help. I need your help, basically, for you to, if you're listening to this, I would like you to go back and listen to the previous episode and also the more previous episodes of the podcast and see if you can help me find a through line. I noticed I like to talk about immigration. I mean, there's even some good news. I got picked today. I woke up to an email from a Medium-owned publication requesting one of my stories to feature, which basically means that they'll be paying me money for the story, like actual payment per word. And they'll edit it and they'll put it to a lot of people to read. So this story is going to be huge, and they'll be coming up probably, I don't know, in a month, 2 months, depending on how long it takes to edit the story. And I didn't even know this publication existed. It was called Levels on Medium. It's for black and brown men, and it's like 30 something. So there's cool. There's, you know, being in the US. There's life as a married husband. I mean, who's an unmarried husband? Life in marriage. There's like many aspects of my life that I'm trying to find a through line to cut through. And the last time I was thinking about it was, oh yeah, I'm the through line. You know, it's me, I'm the point. But after watching a video by my friend Eric Wen on YouTube, I realized that if I'm going to do this thing that I want to do, I should not hope to grow. Like, I should not be expecting that people are going to latch on because it's just me. No, if I want to like this, you can either use it as a form of expression or a form of impact. And right now, I think what is happening with the podcast is that there was impact in the beginning when I was doing interviews and talking to people and bringing up these other stories. But then it changed to expression now because I'm basically doing whatever I want, which is not exactly going to help anybody to move forward. And I don't want that to be that case because I do want to make impact. He asked in the video that we should be honest, like, do you want to just express yourself and use this platform that you have? All right, cool, but don't expect to grow. And if you want to make impact, you need to give up on certain things. So it looks like I need to give up on some ideas. I need to give up on some of these things I'm interested in. When I say give up, it's not really like I will stop thinking about it, stop writing about it, stop talking about it. It's more like I need to canalize what this podcast is going to be in a way that makes sense. And here's the idea that I have, and you tell me if you think it's a good idea or not. It's still the same name, the Love and Creative Podcast, but I'm thinking of 30-something married and everything in between. So in the beginning, I was thinking of doing this podcast only for the one I'm calling about, like 30-something, for my paid subscribers on Substack. The link, by the way, is probably not going to be in the description because I really don't want you to click on anything. I want you to help me out here. Give me a comment or something. Tell me. It's this is my last month as a 30-year-old, as a 20-something-year-old. So in February 8th, I almost forgot my birthday. February 8th, I'll be turning 30. And with everything that comes with being 30, it's like, oh my God, if you double my life, I'm going to be 60-year-old. And in 10 years, I'm going to be 40-year-old. Like, there's a lot of things about my life that I'm looking at now in terms of the decade that giving me new perspective, new lenses about, like, wow, time actually flies. So, you know, when you're 20 is something, it's not easy to see that 30, 40 is close. But now that I'm 30, it's like, oh, 40 is actually pretty close. And by the time I turn 40, 50 will be pretty close. I mean, I'm thinking back to when I was 20. It's like, man, that was like 2010. What was I doing? I had no idea what I wanted to study. Yeah, I was in the middle of medical laboratory science. I was confused, breaking my parents' heart. So I might actually have to do like a recap. So I'm asking you this question knowing that there's a very high chance that nobody's going to respond. And if I'm going to hope that you respond to give me an answer, then this podcast might as well never happen, because if it really comes to the bottom of it, nobody's forcing me to do this podcast. I'm doing it because I want to. So I do want to make an impact. Yeah, that's true. But I also want to make something that is valuable to somebody else. So if you've listened to the previous episodes and you've listened to this, you know, shorter episode, and you're like, yo, come, I want to help you out here and tell you what I think you should be focusing on, or what I would like to learn from you. Let me rephrase. It's not so much about you telling me what to do. It's more about you telling me what you think you want to learn from me. I moved to the US in June 2018. And honestly, if I want to talk all about immigration, I could talk about a lot of my perspective of the world has changed. But there's a lot of part of me which is mostly enjoying the world, looking at things, making relationships, building these connections with people that I can almost not, you know, be there. So, and there's also my marriage, which is a big part of my life, which is like, when my marriage is not working out, like when I'm having a disagreement with my wife, things don't go out well. I don't feel good at all. It's very hard for me to function properly. Like, I'm just learning recently now how to do it, how to, you know, go to work, pause, like, all right, we're fighting right now, but we'll figure it out later on and do my job. It used to be very difficult because I could not just compute. I'll just get flooded in this emotion. So I could talk about relationships all day, whether it's heartbreaks, new ones, anything. So this could be the melting pot of my perspective on immigration, relationships, and self-improvement. Those are like three things I could actually focus on, three ideas. So I could say, all right, this is a podcast about somebody who's an immigrant, who's talking about, you know, being an immigrant, talking about his relationship with his wife, and also trying to be a better human being. That could literally be what A Love and Creative is about. Now that I think about it, that could actually be. But I need your help to let me know, is that something that you like? Because what this would mean now is that I can actually break down the podcast into three, you know, sections in the same episode. So it could be in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour long, whatever long it's going to be. But you have a portion where it's like, all right, this week in my immigrant experience, where I talk about, you know, maybe school and how it's different from Cameroon. Maybe I met somebody, or maybe how work is different. And then I move to the next part, like, oh yeah, I learned this lesson about my marriage. This is how I'm better as a husband. And then the third part is going to end being like, here's what I learned to improve as a human being. So, you know, starts from, I almost say small, biggest. You know, immigration is like a small aspect. It's a huge aspect in terms of, you know, the depth and the importance and how it spreads out. But in terms of my identity, if you take me out of immigration, I'm still like a lot of, I'm still a husband, I'm still a worker, I'm still all those things. So that's how I'm looking at it. So yeah, I wanted to make this episode as short as possible because I really needed you to listen to this and comment iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you're listening to this. Or send me an email. You can send me an email to kamga@substack.com, or you could, you know, subscribe to the newsletter and just reply to it. I would see that. So I need to know, would you be interested in a podcast that is focused on three main things: being an immigrant, being married, and what was the last part, you know, improving yourself as a human being? Which is these are still broad topics, like no kidding, they're still huge sub, I'm calling them subtopics, but subtopics in the sense of that I'm going to brush over them. I don't want this podcast to be an immigrant podcast. I think that's maybe that's a part of me I'm still wrestling with, which is like, oh yeah, if I could just pick the, you know, let this be about my immigrant experience, I could actually just talk about that and then see how it goes. But when I think about how I'm going to incorporate my being a husband into the immigrant experience, which is a huge part of my life, I don't know. So you help me out here. Would you rather I pick one out of these three and focus on that one thing, knowing that you're going to lose on a huge aspect of my life, which is equally prevalent and important? Or would you rather we find a way to actually work around these three topics alone? Like, I like food. I'm talking about food. I like video games. I like anime. I consume a lot of content. So I've actually streamed down on a bunch of things to focus on these three main topics. The first one being immigration, life as an immigrant in the US, my experience with racism and work and school and just being here and how comparing to Cameroon. Second part is as a husband, as someone who has chosen to marry and stay with one person for the rest of his life, what am I learning from that? What can I share with you? Because if each of these three topics could be a podcast on its own, but I don't see myself running a podcast. I'm talking about marriage because I don't know, it's a huge part of my life, but I'll probably talk about the same things over and over and over and over again. Like by the end of like 10 episodes, like, yeah, I think I figured everything else. Basically the same problem repeating itself over and over. So yeah, I would like to do that. So maybe one episode, you know, it could just be fluctuating between those three. It could be like at the intro, you know, like, yeah, by the way, this particular episode today, we're going to talk about this particular topic, which leans towards immigration. Or next week, we'll talk about this topic, which leans more towards relationships and marriage. Or I'll be interviewing my wife on this show. We'll talk about how she's been adjusting to, you know, being a resident and moving to the US and being married and all those things. So I like the aspect of having interviews and talk with other people, but I feel that I've left that for a while. If you listen to the last episode, you know that I tried to do an episode with my friend Danny and it didn't feel right. I think I lost my interviewing skills. So what I'm going to do now is really just get back to the podcast, you know, every Tuesday, showing up here, sharing something. Like right now, I'm just asking you questions and telling you what I'm working on. So what's going to happen next Tuesday is that probably I'll be bringing to you updates on school and merging that, like, how do people actually work and go to school in the US? How is that even a thing? How is it possible? Because that's literally what I'm doing, working 40 hours, that's 5 days a week, and then going to school 5 days a week. So for school I have weekends off, and for work I have Monday and Tuesday off. So technically I have no day off. Most days I have to just wake up early, do like the podcast, the writing and everything else, and this is it. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Love and Creative Podcast. You can find me on kamga@substack.com. I look forward to your comments on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you're listening to this. And just hit me up and let me know what's going on and how we can improve this. I really look forward to listening to this, to you, I mean. And I'll talk to you on next Tuesday. You take care. And remember, I always like this thing. Like, remember that you're important. If somebody tells you that you're not, somebody treats you like you're not, somebody makes you feel like you don't have the value that you deserve, let me tell you that as a human being, every single person has value, and nobody should ever treat you like you don't deserve it, because you do. And I'll talk to you next Tuesday.